Blog Talk Radio. Be not conformed to this world, But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you once again that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Bibles, hallelujah. Take out your composition notebook or ink pen, paper, some paper to write on, ink pen and highlighters, hallelujah. So you can take notes and write down the scriptures we're going to share tonight, hallelujah. God just may drop something in your spirit and you don't want to forget that. You want to be able to write it down when it happens, hallelujah. Take out your communion elements, hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. You may want to write down names of people you want to pray for, you want to put into the atmosphere when we pray for our family and friends. Hallelujah. You may even meet someone this afternoon that said, pray for me.
Right.
Or you saw there's something in your spirit, someone close to you has a need, pray for that person. Put their names down. You don't want to forget. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset your alarms 5-10 minutes prior to the time of a starting. Hallelujah. Every morning at 7 a.m. we have praise and worship. Hallelujah. Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. we have Bible study. Hallelujah. We've been learning so much about the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
7 p.m. Wednesday, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. And 7 o'clock, the second Friday of the month, is coming up. We have from 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. It's 7:50 until 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. And Sundays at 3, yes, 3 p.m., is our Sunday International Victory Miracle Service. Heard all over the world.
Hallelujah.
Literally all over the world. Hallelujah. So if you're traveling, if you have friends and family members in the military, people on the other side of the world, tell them to tune in. Send them the number. Say, hey, we can be in service together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness, his kindness, his tender mercies. Hallelujah. We thank God. The first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge. This time it's knowing the Roman road, the scriptures, and being able to quote each one. Hallelujah. And also the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. Our third Sunday of the month, we have the Birthday Corner. First, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. where the young people are being taught the word of God by Elder Kiwi Stevenson. Hallelujah. Bring your young people out. Hallelujah. Send them to school. Hallelujah. They need to know the word of God too. Hallelujah. Even which is more, even more important. Hallelujah. Send them. Bring them to church. Hallelujah. While they're learning in one room, you be hearing the word of God preached in another room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, the young people are able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They have a part of the service. Hallelujah. And that same service, we have a guest speaker. Hallelujah. We have a guest speaker. Hallelujah. And in the month of October, it is one of the dynamic duos. Hallelujah. That's this Merlin. Pastor Theodis Lee or Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And after that spiritual meal, we'll have a sit-down natural meal. Hallelujah. We have a free fellowship dinner after that full Sunday service. Hallelujah. So come out and join us. Bring someone with you. Hallelujah. If I'm able to stay and have dinner with us, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for our new building. It is beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful dining hall, beautiful kitchen, beautiful classroom, beautiful offices. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he has done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for our shower stations for the homeless in Northeast, Southwest, Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We just thank God for what everything he's doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody can deal like Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have a campaign that is continuing. Hallelujah. You can still purchase your wristbands. Hallelujah. You're still a hot item, passing out the word of God to people. Hallelujah. You can still be a witness to people. Still purchase your wristbands, $5 a bag or $1 per wristband. Hallelujah. People love them. Hallelujah. It's been going on for a while, and people love receiving them. Hallelujah. Purchase your bags of wristbands and continue to witness for the Lord. Continue to give people the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We have a new campaign. Hallelujah. It's going on. Hallelujah. We are accepting monetary donations. Hallelujah. To for the homeless, for scarves and gloves and socks and hats. Hallelujah. We will be packing up bags and making up bags to be a blessing to the homeless in the winter. Hallelujah. We don't want them to be out there shaking and freezing and shivering. Hallelujah. We want to be a blessing to them. So, hallelujah. You send your monetary donations even to our Cash App, which is $TPH2023, or our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. That's Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And everyone that does that, we're sending you a gift, a thank you gift, saying you blessed us and we want to bless you too. Hallelujah. We want to send you a thank you gift for sowing a seed into the ministry. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And if you want to mail something, use the postal service, you can, hallelujah, send your donation to Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you so much again, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Thank you.
And I want to take this opportunity, Pastor Peaches, to thank all of those out there who have, in Radio Land, who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And put the icing on the cake and tell them that God loves them too. Hallelujah. It means something to that person you tell. Now, we're not limiting you to one person, but we just say, just share it at least to one person a day. It's going to mean something to them. Hallelujah. We thank God. And Pastor Peters, I love ministering and planting seeds in to other people and praying for other people, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we want to do that because somebody prayed for us.
Amen, amen.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. Now, St. Luke 18:1 says, men are always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, we're to pray without ceasing. James chapter 5, verse 16b says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. So we're going to pray for others right now. And one of the biggest reasons why we're going to pray for others is because Daniel, Pamela, Chris and Keith, Tiny Earl, Tamar, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael and Michael and Mark and Ariana, Nicholas and Dombey, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Travion, Oscar, Giselle, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Bane, Joshua, Lauren, hallelujah, glory to God, Knowledge, James, Dorothy, James Jr., Julie, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Felisa, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Pebbles, Antoine, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Birdie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Hannah James and family, Juliet, Andrea, Gina and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Brighton and family, Linda, Ginger, Milton, Sergeant, Brendan and family, Dwight, Damon, LaBarza, family, Tommy Orson and family, Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family,
Mercer Johnson, hallelujah,
glory to God, Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Bob, and Cam, Bob and family, Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Alina, Tiffany, EJ, and Amani and family, Hollis, Phyllis Weston family, Sally Lemmy and family, Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly and family, hallelujah, Angela Rue and family, Deanna Rue and family, Patty Collins and family, hallelujah, praise God, Denise and family, Paul Kern, Chelsea, hallelujah, Kathy and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Bo and the family, Raymond Banks and the family, hallelujah, glory to God.
Lady Maisie.
Yeah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family, sometimes Vanessa Funkin and family, Jackie and the family, all our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come back, kingdom be done, that will life for our bonus family members, oh God. Hallelujah. Come back, kingdom be done, that will life for Elder TV and family. Hallelujah. Papa Cynthia and family. Papa Rudolph Green and family. Sister Nancy and family. Evangelist Julie and family. Jennifer and family. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family. Evangelist Margaret Peterson and family. Evangelist Tina Spencer and family. Mercy, baby, I thought Pete King came in, my Mercy, King, your body, and most high. Elder Lester and family, Elder Renola Carr and family, Elder Rosetta Carey and family, Minister Doreen and family, Minister Janice and family, Minister Jane and family, Minister Linda and family, Minister Jerry,
hallelujah.
Raquel and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Lorenzo Benson and family, Sheila Benson and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Tiffany and family, Sister Camila and family, Sister Dejanae and family, Tina Thompson and family. Kenneth Mitchell and family, that's up on CCC there. Adrian Scott and family, Liam Owens and family, hallelujah. Andy Harrison family, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Harry Warshaw and family, Gary Don Wilson and family, Pastor Don Creed and family, Pastor Tom Flynn and family, Pastor Jason Roseberry and family, Pastor Ethan Wall and family, Pastor Maxine and Theodore Lee and family, Pastor Camille James and family, Pastor Mary Anthony and family, Pastor Arnold Henry and family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mr. Larry Somerville and family, Mr. Carl Pierce and family, Mr. Bart Pierce and family, Hallelujah, Mr. Bundle Saunders and family, Mr. Waters and family, Mr. Vernon McBride and family, Archbishop Marcia Abrams and family, Archbishop Terry Robinson and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer and family, Apostle Justin Harper and family, Apostle Hayden and family, Chief Apostle Mary Ackland and family, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to take care of that. Regina Bruce and family, hallelujah. The Duke family, the Herbert family, hallelujah. The Dickinson family, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Tony and family, hallelujah. Thomas and Jerry Brennan and family, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to take care of myself. Ruby Smith and family, hallelujah. Edna and family, Brenda Blanchard and family, Sheila Williams and family, Cheryl Williams and family, Brenda Williams and family, Brenda Merritt and family, Elder and Minister Miles and family, Sherry Whitley and family, Dwayne Early and family, Berger and family, hallelujah, Dr. Benjamin Ratcher and family, Dr. Karen Trent Mims and family, Dr. Lynette Brown and family, Dr. Aubrey Thompson, Dr. Helene Russell and family, Dr. Wenda Mack and family, Dr. Nancy McKnight and family, hallelujah, glory to God. We'll say my knees in there. Dr. Joy and family, Lynette and family, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. Rosa and family, Marvin and family, Russell Navadon and family, Milton Russell and family, Milton Whaley and family. We'll say kick him on your little bush out of the body. Leslie and Don Govard and family, Valerie and Tony Montone and family. Hallelujah. Jerry Warren and family, hallelujah. Another Williams and family, hallelujah. Another Tavon and family.
Bye.
is it, y'all?
It's Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's Sunday.
Yes, halfway through the week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For all of you ones that are still in school, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful year. I know it's been a few weeks since you've been in school, and I hope you've been having a fantastic time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I hope you haven't been giving too much time to the internet when it's homework time and when it's time to be in school and in your books. You aren't on the cell phone looking at anything, really. There's a time for that. Hallelujah. And sometimes I know you want to know, the ones that's on it, you want to know how many followers he has and this and that. But you know what? I want to ask you something. Are you the influencer or are you being influenced?
Mm.
I saw something on TikTok some time ago, and the young lady, all the little girls were so excited. Oh, that's so-and-so. She's an influencer on TikTok. And she had all these followers, and thank God she had a sweet personality, you know. But everybody, sometimes we need to look at who we're following and what we're listening to and pay attention to before we start following somebody, look into their background. Look and see what's going on with them. Is this the type of person I want to be following? Is this the type of person every time they put something on the social media, I want to know what it is? I want to know what it is. You know what? Why not you be the leader? And you put the gospel things on there. You make or ask God for some poems that you can right, so that you can encourage young people. Why not you be the trailblazer? Okay? Ask God to give you what's needed to be an encouragement to the young people. Believe you me, it's not just going to be the young people that's going to be reading it. Older people are going to be reading too. Don't you know older people need encouragement too, young people? Just like you need encouragement. Sometimes we as adults think, oh, y'all ain't going through nothing. You ain't got to worry about the mortgage being paid and the BGE being paid and the car insurance and the gas in the car. But you still have situations that you need to be encouraged through. You still have situations in your life that can bring you stress. You can be stressed too, just like the adults. We're just being stressed through or because of different things. But we need to let the word of God be the one influencing our lives. We have to, to be careful what we're taking in through our eye gates. We have to be careful what games we're playing on the Xbox or the PS5. Okay, give very little or no time to things like Mortal Kombat or the one when you shoot the blood actually looks like and splashes up on the screen. Don't even play those. Okay, what you give yourself to is what you're going to be feeding your mind in the good times is what's going to be feeding you in the bad times. After you've played the games and all, and you're laying down at night to go to sleep and all, it will play over in your mind just like a tape recorder. Okay, just like a videotape. Okay? Be careful what you're reading. Spend time in the Word of God. I encourage you to spend time in the Word of God. Young people, you don't know what to read? Start with a book of Proverbs. It's 31 chapters there. Young people, start and also read the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel will encourage you to stand up for righteousness and holiness.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the cost. Hallelujah. And God will have your back. There are some fantastic stories in the Bible. Once you start reading, you will be shocked. You won't believe it's in there. Murder mysteries and some spicy stuff. man, one man wanting another man's wife, so he gets the wife and he gets the woman, and he sends her husband to the front of the army line so he can get killed. Stuff like this is in the Bible. There's some stories there, but they all have lessons in them. They're all there for you to read. Okay? We want you to be thinking on good things. Think on the Word of God. That's why you need to spend time in the Word of God. Before you do your homework, spend some time in the Word. Before you lay down at night, spend some time in the Word. When you get up in the morning, spend some time in the Word. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Yes. Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which was Christ Jesus." We want to have the mind of Christ. You can't have the mind of Christ if you're not in his word. You won't know what he says. You have to put his word in your mind. You have to spend some time with him so you will know him. Hallelujah. I wrote down another scripture, Deuteronomy 28:13. Let's see what Deuteronomy 28:13 says. It says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. "Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath."
Hallelujah.
Okay? "If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them." Hallelujah. God has given you all the tools you need, young people. Hallelujah. Spend time with the Lord. I encourage you. Spend time with him. Hallelujah. It's never time wasted. Spending time with Jesus is never time wasted. When I was in school, before I did my homework, I would always read the scriptures first. I would always read the Bible first. Hallelujah. God will bless you. He'll give you understanding of the scripture. He'll also bless you in understanding your homework.
Hallelujah.
He will exalt you.
Hallelujah.
You'll be wondering, oh, my goodness, how did I get this good grade? I didn't understand it. But God gave you understanding while you were reading, while you were studying. God can open up even not just the Bible to you. He can open up your understanding to your studies, to your homework. God is that friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He will be there for you when you feel like you're all alone, when you're traveling down the road all by yourself. He will comfort you. He will guide you. He'll bring songs to your mind. He'll just lift your heart and lift your load, lift your burdens. Hallelujah. And you'll have a smile on your face, and you'll be wondering, why am I so happy? Other people be looking at you too like, he cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, so he must be thinking about something. What's going on with that person? And it's the joy of the Lord in your heart. Hallelujah. When you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, he gives you joy when other people around you may be sad. Hallelujah. He gives you joy when things aren't going so joyful around you, but he gives you that peace down on the inside. Hallelujah. That stabilizes you. It keeps you afloat. He does. He's just that kind of God. Hallelujah. I encourage you, young people, you be the influencer instead of you being influenced. Hallelujah. God will want you to share the word of God with your friends. Hallelujah. Invite them to come to church with you. Let them see the life that you live. Hallelujah. And you lift up the name of Jesus. You be the influencer and let them follow you. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter.
Hallelujah. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. Now I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the meal that heals.
Thank you.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30 is our text on this evening.
Yes.
In the text, it says, to examine yourself. And we do just that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. Comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers, hallelujah, glory to God, 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Glory to God. If there's one thing you put above yourself, Lord, it's your word. Psalms, hallelujah. 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, glory to God, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, did we thank you, Lord?
In remembrance,
he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup and remember
you. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord.
That was shed for us.
2 Corinthians 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now, Lord. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing on the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. St. John, no, glory to God. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalm 1 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said.
God, you said.
Bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed work
of
the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our faux pas, and our failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah and the Tishrite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the north effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly restores every church against us and our family, every cell of their heads and rejection. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every church against us and our family, every cell of their heads and rejection. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families and our bonus families. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
Shaped in the image of God.
Full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts in ministry and health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 to 25. Pastor Peter?
Yes, Pastor.
I'd like to ask you another question, if I may. May I ask you another question today? What time is it now?
Put away. Pastor Bird.
Father, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I pray you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, we beat you in your satanic cohort. You're under our feet. We say, get them behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen. Pastor Peaches, I would like for you to share the addresses before we even begin.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Please.
Galatians 6 chapter, verse 7. Proverbs 7. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 5, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13, Proverbs 26, and Proverbs 4, 23.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
You're welcome, Pastor.
There was a man named Yah. He was sent by God to change the course of the world. He moved with compassion and with love and with caring. He was a pioneer for righteousness and growth. He was born September 26, 1774, and he transitioned March 18, 1845. That's not the same John you were talking about, thinking about, was it, Pastor Peaches? Hallelujah. John's name was actually John Chapman. And he was born in Massachusetts. And what was significant about John, he was a pioneer nursery worker. And he went around in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Ontario, and in the northern counties of what is now West Virginia, planting apple seed. His doing, his job, his efforts were so significant that it affected a change in his name. People during his lifetime started calling him Johnny Appleseed. And what is significant about Johnny Appleseed is that some of the trees that he planted the seeds for still around today giving out apples.
Please.
Almost 200 years later.
Wow.
A for a few minutes, I want to share with you part one of a three-part series. It's entitled, The Seed You Sow is the Crop You Grow. Hallelujah. Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The seed you sow. Is the crop you grow. Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Now, if you by yourself, you tell yourself, self, the seed I sow is the crop I'm going to grow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's important. Because you're not going to get a harvest of corn if you planted tomato seeds. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. I want to share this with you today. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in your life. And the first scripture, what's that first scripture?
Galatians 6:7.
What does that say?
Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Read the next verse, if you would.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow. And this first part we're going to be dealing with, we're going to be dealing with your thoughts. Seeds that you're planting in your thoughts. See, your thoughts are real things. Every thought you have establishes something in your brain, in your mind. See, we were created to be positive beings. So, when you have a positive thought, a good thought, it becomes a leaf on the dendrites. They look like trees in your brain. And you feel a euphoria or a feeling of pleasantness, calmness, when your thoughts are good thoughts. It helps towards healing of the body. It does a lot of positive when you're positive in your thought life. When your thoughts are negative, your mind does not have negative branches that the leaves can go on. So what your mind has to do is has to build something, a branch in your brain, so those negative leaves can attach themselves too. That's why people have migraine headaches and all kinds of bodily confusions and symptoms, because the brain is trying to grow something that was not there. There was no place for it. Every nerve in your body is attached to your brain somewhere, to your mind, somewhere. So in the effort of your brain trying to build something because you've been thinking negative, you're going to have panic attacks, migraine headaches. You're going to have a feeling, what they used to call it, the vapors, like you're going to faint, lightheadedness, all kinds of physical symptoms. You, you didn't stop your big toe, but your big toe starts hurting. And you know what's going on here? It's because you sauteing, marinating, ruminating, focusing on the negative. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Stuff is growing in your head when you think negative. Because there's nothing for that negative stuff to attach itself to. It's going to mess your whole body up. You can have physical symptoms because you're thinking negative. There is a doctor, Dr. Caroline Leaf. Leaf is spelled like a leaf, L-E-A-F. She's a cognitive neuroscientist. She's been dealing with this kind of stuff for over 30 years. And what she has said is that 85 to 90% of all illnesses, all sicknesses, is a result of bad thinking, negative thinking. You've got to understand this. God is not mocked. He will not be laughed at. He is a consistent God. Whatsoever seed you sow, you're going to get a harvest on that. You're going to reap a harvest. You've got to be careful what you think about. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and read.
Yes. Proverbs 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us."
You've got to understand that you've got power in you to navigate your thought life.
Amen.
Don't you ever once say that I can't help what I think. Yes, you can.
Amen. Yes, you can.
You got the power. Acts 1 and 8 says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." If you can't handle your thought life, then you must check yourself, see if you got the Holy Ghost or not. Because when stuff come your way, that's not necessarily yours, but you got to wash that stuff out of your mind with the Word of God. You get your clothes dirty, what you do? You put some detergent in that water and that washing machine, and you wash your clothes. Is that right?
Amen.
Because some dirty stuff coming in your mind, you wash it with the Word of God. Now, I want to share this with you. Now, I mentioned Dr. Caroline Leaf. You can get her on YouTube, Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's a cognitive neuroscientist, but she's also a Holy Ghost filled, tongue-talking, fire baptized, woman of the Word, hallelujah. And she ties in her 30 years of research, probably now it's 40 years of research, with the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Check it out, Papa. You got the power.
Amen.
To throw that stuff, the enemy wants you to saute negative stuff, offenses and all that kind of, he wants you to saute fear and all that kind of, marinate and focus on it and meditate on it and ruminate on it. The devil is a liar. Give me another scripture.
Philippians 4:8-9. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you."
This is what you wash your stuff. That's the detergent. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is your detergent. Hallelujah. your mind. Think on good stuff. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. And today we're talking about your thought life. Yes, you can control it. You see, it's hard. If it was easy, you'd probably be greasy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it ain't easy. That's when you got to lean on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
You hear those, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. That's what you do. In your flesh, you can't make it. In the spirit, you got the power. My yellow book, you get it in it. The seed you sow in your mind is the crop you grow. What you think is the reality you live in. You mess yourself up when you be thinking, oh, Lord, I wish I was happy. I wish I had this. I was, oh, boy, I feel like I'd never get ahead. Those are negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to live in that reality. What you think is the reality you live in. You want to change your reality, change your thought life. Don't expect positive results after you start thinking negatively.
Mm-hmm.
You can forget it.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to God, don't be kind of a. You need to pray the solution. Don't be praying the problem. You're messing yourself up. Because what you say is what you get.
Mm-mm-mm.
Pray the solution, not the problem. We know what the devil is doing. You don't have to remind me what he's doing. The word of God says what he's doing. Look here, y'all. Life is an open book test. The book is the word of God.
Amen.
You got the answers in the book. Your thought life is important. Every time, every thought you have, is it going to either be negative or positive? There ain't no neutral thoughts. It's going to be good or bad.
Mm.
You got to have some good thoughts. If it's bad, you better wash it quickly before it takes root. Now, a lot of people go through life and they have panic attacks. They have all kinds of yeast infections, all kinds of get colds every time. You know, all this kind of stuff happening. Seems like anything going around comes around them. Because you're susceptible because you're not thinking right. When stuff starts knocking at your door, you say, oh, no, you won't, devil.
Right.
The devil is a liar. You start getting a little sore throat, so the devil is a liar. I will not have a cold today. I will not get a virus today. Father God, in the name, you start praying right then and there. Don't wait to ask if you can't talk.
That's right.
Don't wait until you, Lord to God, you feel so bad. When you feel something coming down the road, and sometimes you can see, Lord have mercy. Sometimes you can hear the truck coming down the road. You can hear the bus coming down the road. You can even, glory to God, before it gets there, come on now, you need to pray, glory to God. You say, oh, I feel like I'm going to get a cold. No, you don't go there because you have what you say.
Right. Amen.
Glory to God. Did you understand this? Stop freaking dumb stuff. I'm preaching good stuff. You receive it. And then live this stuff. I eat this. I got to eat what I'm serving y'all. I don't claim stuff. People be claiming diabetes. Oh, my diabetes. My high blood pressure. My dementia. What in the world is wrong with you? All sickness is of the devil. You start claiming stuff like that. Glory to God. Guess what you're going to have? Everything you say.
Amen.
Now, you can say, I've been diagnosed, or the doctor said, but whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I don't care about what the doctor said. I know that I can pray and pray the solution with the strength I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with the strength we were healed. Hallelujah. We got to step in the healing. He already healed us. When he was on the cross, he was hung up for all our hang-ups.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Well, think the right stuff.
Hmm.
Don't come to me and say, oh, I'm just so sick and all that. You've been listening to me long enough to know that when stuff hits you or trying to attack you, you fight back. Resist the devil, and he shall what?
Leave.
Run in terror. That's what flee means. Watch your thought life. Well, give me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imagination.
Come on now.
Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Now, if Christ said that you can bring every thought into the obedience and captivity of Christ, but wait a minute now. I mean, you can do it. You said, well, I can't control my thoughts. Yes, you can. Christ said you can. You got to stop giving up. Oh, I must have a cold. What's wrong with you? I must have a cold. I don't care if you're throwing up all over the place. I don't care if you're sneezing all over the place. I don't care if your nose running, your eyes running, everything running. Glory to God. With his stripes, I am healed. Come on now.
Man.
You speak healing because you can have what you say. Stop saying the wrong thing. You say the wrong thing, and then you drag yourself to church and want the pastor to pray for you. So you're aware of the pastor, and God gave you power.
Amen.
To do it yourself.
Amen.
What's that, D-Y-I? What's that stand for?
Do it. Oh.
D-I-Y, what is it? Do it yourself. Do it yourself. You got the power. You don't have the Holy Ghost, and you don't have the power. You better get the Holy Ghost, get the power, and then act like you know. Come on now. Thank you, Lord. You say, well, what about the prayer of agreement? Oh, that's all right. But you better come with something. Because if you come and you don't agree, what am I going to agree with? With your negativism? Oh, don't use me for that. I ain't going to wait. You come with a positive name. You come praying a solution. Don't come to, oh, Lord, I need somebody to pray with me and pray for agreement. It's a two agree. You coming and you in defeat and doom and gloom, and you want me to pray with you and a prayer of agreement. You just want me to pray for you. You better believe that God can do the work in your heart. You may have some doubt in your mind, but we ain't talking about your mind. We're talking about your heart. You know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think according to the power that works within you, and that power ought to be the Holy Ghost power. But it ain't the word that gave them one of the word. Stop praying. Stop worrying out people of God. Then you know you can do it yourself. I just don't. Stop talking doubt and disbelief. Stand on the word of God. Life is an open book test. The book is the word of God. Stand on the word. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. We're talking about your thought life right now. Give me another scripture. I'm getting worked up here.
11:13. A talebearer revealeth secrets. But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter.
Sometimes we borrow seed for somebody because you know what I mean. You know, you're a farmer. You're trying to plant some corn, but you don't have no corn seed. So you go and buy some seed for somebody so you can plant your corn. A lot of folks want to give you bad seed. Don't you receive no bad seed? Tailbirds, gossipers, people who give out bad seed. Did you hear what so-and-so got? That's going to get into your garden. And then later on, a week later, you wonder why all these weeds over here? What about these weeds in my life? Because you don't receive bad seed from somebody. You don't receive the bad gossip. And you just took it in and started marinating that. I'm going to tell you something. I joined the church many years ago. It was before I was married. Day or first week I was in the church, one of, quote-unquote, saints invited me. This is when I was a single father, and I had some children. I saw for dinner, and we went. Three meals? Yeah, we went. Yeah, hallelujah. We ate. And all during the meal, the sister was telling me how bad the pastor was and what he wasn't doing right. I went home. We went home. Thank you for the meal. Went home. I could not sleep because of the seed that this lady gave me. And then I didn't have sense enough at that time to say, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear that. But I was a new fella in the church. I could not sleep. I had to call the pastor and relate what was told to me to get that stuff off of me. People want you to plant seed that they got in your garden so you can be just like them. That's like the crab syndrome. You're trying to be free and you're trying to reach up out of the basket. And one of the crabs down in the bottom puts up his claw and pulls you back down with him. Some folks, they got weeds all in their garden, and they want you to have the same thing. They want you to feel the same way. They want you to think the same thoughts, and they give you seeds. Don't you be borrowing no seeds from nobody. Don't you be dealing with no gossip. You say gossip can be true or false. It don't make no difference. You, if somebody has a problem in their life and you want to pray with them, you have to stop and say, excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but let's pray about the situation. Don't tell me who was running with who and who you saw coming out the hotel, the no-name motel. You don't know, there was probably a religious conference going on, but you just saw people coming out of a hotel,
mm-hmm.
And you're a ram whipping, and now you want to spread. And they tell me, I don't know, Pastor B, I don't know if you told me this or somebody told me just recently that bad news is like a wildfire, woo, and good news is like a turtle. But you know, it goes really slowly, but bad news is like a wildfire. Now, if you got some good news to tell me, yes, I was walking down the street and something stuck to the bottom of my foot. And I looked down, it was a lottery ticket. And something in my spirit said, this is the winning ticket. And I go and I cash it in. And said, you just won $10 million. Glory to God. You might want to keep that to yourself because everybody's going to come out of the room. But you might want to tell a couple of people.
Uh-huh.
But you understand, good news is good news. You want good news. I mean, somebody got a beautiful garden and they got these roses in the garden. And it's a beautiful roses. You can say, yeah, I got a whole bunch of beautiful roses. If I'm going to get a bouquet, I'm going to bring you some roses. That's good stuff.
Mm.
Not bad stuff. Don't tell me no bad news. Like the Wiz, they didn't want to hear no bad news. One of the whatever, they hear no bad news. Give me another scripture. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 26:20. Hallelujah. Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases.
What you want. In other words, you don't receive that other, the bad seed from somebody. It may even help them to see the error of their ways.
Right,
but it's going to block you from having those weeds in your garden, so you won't be thinking about the wrong thing. Give me another scripture. Time's locked.
Yeah. Proverbs 11:13. A tailbearer, we read that? A tailbearer reveal a secret.
Yep. Go ahead.
Proverbs 4:23. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Your heart, your mind, you keep it pure, y'all. Have a pure heart, a clean mind.
Amen.
Think the right thoughts, y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. And that crop today we've been talking about, the seed we are talking about, is in your mind.
Mm.
Watch what you think. Because you can have what you say. That first scripture, was that Proverbs 23:7?
No, the first one was Galatians 6:7.
Okay, read Proverbs 23:7.
Proverbs 23:7. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
What you think is going to be your reality, point blank. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. That's seed, y'all. What you think is seed. Check yourself. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we do thank you for the word on today. We thank you that it did fall on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Thank you, God, for the word. Hallelujah. We thank you. Everyone is joining us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's any out there that wants to give their heart to the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that things are not right with you and you want to get right with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if God was to call you home tonight, you would go. You know where you would go. Hallelujah. If you want to give your heart to Jesus, please repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, Lord God, that you died for me, Lord, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. If you we believe that if you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you.
Hallelujah.
You're now a child of God. You have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. And we want you to join us early morning praise and worship in the morning. That number is 720-527-5952. Access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to have a Bible, contact us and we will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. Thank you. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah.